This is Spirit Over Mind,
your newest voyage into meditation and spirituality.
Humans are a successful species. I don't think anyone doubts that. We're so successful that at this time we have few, if any, natural enemies. Other than other humans, of course. But that has led us to creating the ultimate enemy for ourselves, one that goes undetected and continues to ruin or even end many of our lives. That is our own ego. The ego can be defined as the portion of the human personality which is experienced as the self or I. It is the part of the mind that mediates between the conscious and the unconscious, and is responsible for a sort of reality testing and a sense of personal identity. Our ego is in contact with the external world through our own perceptions. That is what makes the ego so powerful. It is the very lens that we see our world in. And without awareness, it can turn a beautiful, bright existence into a dark and painful one. Like it did for me these last few years. We often try to define or label ourselves or our existence rather than simply observing it or being a part of it. We tend to waste energy judging others and or ourselves as opposed to loving. One of my favorite songs of all time is not so much a song, but a poem called Phantom Regret by Jim Carrey on The Weeknd's album Dawn FM. It goes, "Consider the flowers, they don't try to look right. They just open their petals and turn to the light. Heaven's not that, it's this. You have to be heaven to see heaven." I find it odd that growing up, many of us are told that heaven, happiness, or love are all things in the distance, things that we can obtain, keeping us from realizing that all of these things exist within us already. Our ego keeps us separated from them. And once we become aware of our own ego, we can truly become free from it.
This meditation is meant to be less technical and simply allow you a few minutes to sit with yourself and bask in your existence. Allow any thoughts that come up to pass through you without resistance. To begin, I want you to find a place outside, maybe even sitting in the sun if you can. If not, it's okay. Just close your eyes and imagine that you're outside, basking in the sun's warmth. Can you feel it? It's no surprise that so many living things just sit outside basking. It feels good, and it's literally energizing. No need to focus on breathing techniques for this session. Just breathe naturally, however that may be for you. There's no need to control it. There's no need to control anything. Just be here. As we sit here, be present and aware of your place in this reality. You're sitting on a giant floating rock, in a seemingly infinite void of space. You breathe. You think. You feel. You exist. And that's all that really matters. This isn't meant to diminish any real or serious issues happening in your life. What matters right now, in this moment, is just the fact that you exist. Consider the flowers. Let go of this idea that the world revolves around you. It doesn't. Even though, yes, you are the creator of your reality and your universe exists within you, it's not the only universe. You are a part of a larger picture. And all you have to do or be is yourself. You were thrust into this world for a purpose. And whether or not you have discovered that yet does not matter. What matters is that you exist. Let go of your ego. Let go of this idea that you need to control. Just exist. Feel the universe flow through you. Starting from the top of your head, feel the energy, the warmth, rush down to your feet and into the earth below. You are a part of something greater. You exist. Continue breathing naturally. Return to your day. Do so. With possibly a new perspective. A more loving perspective. Thank you for being here with us today. If you enjoy our meditations, please share them with someone you know and leave us a rating and review. And we'll see you next Monday.